around about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. The fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. The fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. He that loved the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. He that loved the Lord, hate evil, he preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker.
Good day, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers in the house, and anybody else I may have missed to the Sons of Liberty radio show here on Red State Talk Radio, where we use the Bible and the Constitution not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live in the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. The editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us this morning, or this afternoon. I'm in morning mode still. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of the radio and you want to watch the video portion of the radio show, that's right, you can see the face that's made for radio. Head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There you're going to see two videos at the top of the page. The one on the left side is where we're at today. So if you click on the play button, you blow it up on whatever device, you click on the Rumble icon, which will be in the bottom right-hand corner of that video. Click on that, and you can join us in the chat on Rumble. We got a lot of friends over there this morning, so or this afternoon, so please forgive me with that, okay? Sorry about that. This afternoon, we got a lot of friends over on Rumble. Good afternoon, guys. Good to see you over there. Please subscribe to that channel when you go over there. Sons of Liberty Radio Live is the name of the channel. Also, the right side of the page is this morning's show. So that's what I'm still stuck in my head for some reason. But you can check that out. We looked at several stories going on in the United States today, as well as looking at law enforcement and people holding them accountable. There's a great example down there in Florida where the people held the chief of police who was trying to infringe on their rights. They held him to account. Now, yeah, they saved a little face. Oh, we didn't mean to do it. Yeah, right. You guys plan that stuff, and then when you get caught, you want to do that. But if you're interested in checking that out, do that there. We're also live on beforeitsnews.com, top of the page over there. A few of our friends over on the highly censored Facebook pages that I still have, which I'm surprised I even have them. But good afternoon to you guys. And also dlive.tv, the Sons of Liberty. Some of you guys are on there. We appreciate your support as well. Want to highlight real quickly the fact that Bradley is traveling. He is going to Indiana. So he asked me to fill in today. So you guys are stuck with me this afternoon for the hour. And it's my privilege to come on. Hopefully what we talk about will be beneficial and edifying and also corrective in some ways. I hope it'll be an exhortation that we pay attention, continue to pay attention, be diligent in the things that we're doing with. But I want to highlight Bradley's books. You guys know these are out. Soldier of the Cross, All the Prophets Were Pointing the Front. We had those out last year. And then we got out just a couple of weeks ago, Children of the Apostate. That is available now in our store. Please check that out. Also, if you haven't gotten all the books and you want to get all of them, got a special deal for you guys, all three books. We call it the Bradley Dean 3-Pack. That's available for $35. You'll save $5 instead of buying them individually. That's if you want to add all of them to your library. We do that especially for you guys who've held out, who've waited a little bit there. So that's all good and dandy, too. I'm going to have to watch my clock here because, you know, the commercial thing kind of throws me off. So hopefully we'll be okay with that. But it shouldn't be a problem. Didn't want to let you know, we got some news in today. The Christian Media Conference 2024 was, I guess it's either has been held or is held. I'm really not sure. But they had a lot of nominations for a lot of different things. So if you go over to ChristianMediaConference.com, you can see all these. You'll see the nominations that are here. And if you'll notice, this is a video that Bradley has done called The Church in America is Just as Complicit to That of the Germans in the 1930s. And so Sons of Liberty won this nomination for justice, best justice, sanctity of life. And that was the video on there. And then if you scroll down a little bit further, trying to think, it's quite a ways down here. I can't remember which one it was. I am scrolling. News and Journalism nominations, same video, Sons of Liberty. We got that category as well. And if you want to read about it, you want to check out the video that won this, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's brand new on the front page there, and you'll see it. sonsoflibertymedia.com wins Best Justice Video and Best News and Journalism Mini Documentaries Awards in the face of self-appointed, bought and paid for fact-checkers who are doing what? They are censoring us. They are trying to shut us down. And yet the people recognize what's going on, don't they? That's right. Because you listen to the truth. And I'm not talking about necessarily, you know, you hold Tim and Bradley up, but you listen to the truth of what we bring you. We bring you what the people say. We show you the documents. We bring people on who are in the know in that. And so it's very important. And that's going to play a role in what we're going to talk about in this hour. Now, I've only got probably a minute or so here, I think, before the break comes up. And I'm going to wait till I come back to play this video for you guys, because I played it this morning. Our friend Alex Newman went to the United Nations. You know, they were having the Summit for the Future issue. They signed that pact there. They're trying to them and the World Health, they need to be defunded. We need to be out of them. We need to kick them off our soil. I mean that. We need to kick them off our soil. They don't need another dime put in that money pit of global terrorism. That's what it is. It's not global governments. It's global terrorism. And so I'm going to play that for you guys when we get back, because I don't want to. It's about a 5 minute or so video. And Alex is actually confronting the United Nations Undersecretary General for Communications, Melissa Fleming, about their partnership with Google to censor the truth. And you're going to love it. She's like the rest of these people. She goes and hides behind staffers. Oh, I don't know who you are. You're going to see it. They're in a media zone. It's specifically set up. Sustainable Development Goals Media Zone, specifically set up for the media, but she won't let Alex ask any questions. You wonder why that is? And then she gets her staffers to kind of take care of Alex while she answers questions from another reporter directly behind them. So we're going to bring that to you coming up after the break. And again, I'm playing this stuff. I don't exactly know where my times are, but I know they're coming up here in just a little bit, and I want to bring that to you, but I don't want to cut it off in the middle, because that's no fun, right? We don't want to have that. But we are going to be talking about the nurses who are dying all over the world. Died Suddenly is still a real thing. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back on the other side.
At
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. For those of you joining us, Bradley is on the road. He is headed to Indiana. Got some events there. If you want to check those out, you can head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There you're going to see at the top of the page the menu, Bradley's schedule. You can click on that and you can find out where he's going to be, not only in Indiana, but in the up and coming days as well. His schedule is on there. So be sure and check that out. Okay, I promised you the video here. You guys who were with me in the morning, you saw this morning. But I want to kind of bring this in because, again, you know, we've been going over this stuff for, what, 4 years now with the convids? We're not out of the woods. We're actually in the middle of all the bad stuff. Now, most people might not think that. But when you start seeing the numbers, if you remember the Deagle Report, what did they say? I mean, and that was out years before the convids came out. What did they say? They showed the population of Western countries, and they were dramatically reduced. I think the United States was the most catastrophic drop in population that was on that report. Now, how they know this, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. But it went from over 300 million people down to 99 million people in America by 2025. That's next year. That's next year. Now, you see the drumming up of war. You hear all the rhetoric going on. Nobody, there's no cool heads here. At least not in America. These people are provocateurs, the ones who are running the show up there. They're provocateurs. That's why they need to be stopped. This is why we, this is what we constantly talk about. It's not just that it's bad. It needs to have justice dealt to it. The one thing that is never, ever, never, ever, ever, never brought is justice. And if we had the justice on these wicked people, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in. We really wouldn't. This is Alex Report live from the UN there at their Summit for the Future, Sustainable Development Goals. You'll see it on the glass for you guys on the video. For you guys who are not, I'll try to narrate a little stuff that you may not see, but you'll be able to hear everything that's being said when he explains what went on and he shows you the footage. So here's Alex. Check this out.
With the New American Magazine, we're standing outside the SDG Media Zone, and Melissa Fleming, the UN Undersecretary General for Communications, she's the communications czar, the top communications boss of the United Nations, is talking about the importance of journalism and a free press and an information integrity so that we can stop the proliferation of misinformation, disinformation, and hate speech. We've got an important question because she announced in 2022 at the World Economic Forum a partnership with Google to silence voices that were countering the UN's narrative. Here she is talking about this.
You know, we partnered with Google, for example. If you Google climate change, you will, at the top of your search, you will get all kinds of UN resources. We started this partnership when we were shocked to see that when we'd Googled climate change, we were getting incredibly distorted information right at the top. So we're becoming much more proactive. You know, we own the science, and we think that the world, you know, should know.
Did you hear that? We own the science. So what we say is true, whether it is or not. That's got to be something that we got to hang on to here. All right? Let's let her say that again.
So we're becoming much more proactive. You know, we own the science, and we think that the world, you know, should know it. And the platforms themselves also do. But again, it's a huge, huge challenge that I think all sectors of society need to be very active in.
So we want to find out, what is the criteria that the UN and Google are using to silence people who are putting out information that contradicts their narrative? Let's go see what Melissa has to say. Melissa, hi, I'm Alex Newman with the New American Magazine. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about the partnership that the UN has with Google to try to squelch disinformation and misinformation. You talked about it at the 2022 World Economic Forum.
Sorry, I'm not sure who you are.
Alex Newman with the New American. I'm a journalist.
I don't know what the New American is. Sorry, we can't do it right now.
All right, so what difference does it make whether she knows the New American or not? It is a media zone. It's right on the sign right behind her. It's for the media to ask questions. And you're going to see, you guys who are on the radio, you can't see it. There's a sign right behind her that says it's the media zone. They're standing right in front of it. And she said, I can't do this. But if you watch, she'll start being interviewed. As soon as the handlers come over, her staffers, and pull Alex out of the way, she'll start an interview with a guy. He'll be asking her with a microphone and everything else. Check this out.
Give us 2 minutes. Sorry, we just had
not available. Yeah.
Okay, well, I can ask her away from the session. Okay.
Yeah, and also if you go through one of us, we can connect you, schedule and stuff.
Okay, I just have a quick question. Yeah. My name is Alex Newman. I'm a reporter with the New American. Yeah, this is a panel about journalism, right?
Yeah. Would you like maybe to give me your card or something?
I could, but I'd rather just ask my question.
Because we're a bit pressed for time.
Are you?
Because he needs to have a meeting now with some of the guests here.
I don't have the card for the organization I'm representing today, but I'll be happy to give you my contact information.
Okay.
Yep.
The New American or just...
How come they can just ask her questions and I can't? I don't understand.
We had planned this before.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
We're not discriminating against media outlets, are we?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
They are. They most certainly...
I think everybody can ask her questions except me. Huh?
And then watch these UN people. They think they can just demand things.
She doesn't even have time for this, to be honest.
And it should be. Listen to what this lady says about being filmed.
Is this a human recording?
Yeah, he's my cameraman, yeah.
Okay, but I'm just facilitating the discussion.
Yeah, we're not recording you. We're trying to ask her a few questions about a subject that's of great interest to millions of Americans. We are recording. Of course.
Don't you think that you should ask my permission before?
No, we're in a public place. This is America. I guess you're not American, huh?
No, I'm not American, but I understand.
But in America, when you're in a public place and you're a journalist and you're asking questions, it's obviously...
I'm also a journalist.
Oh, yeah?
I trained, and I always ask permission before I...
Well, I didn't even want to talk to you. I was actually trying to ask Melissa Fleming a question.
You want to start recording that, guys?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. So, I have your contacts.
Okay.
And...
We have some questions that are of interest to millions of Americans who pay a third of the budget of the United Nations. And it would be very good if we could get them answered. So, whenever you have a chance, please contact me. I'll be here until tonight. And we very much appreciate the opportunity to speak with Ms. Fleming.
Tonight might be a bit tight because, I mean, I wish you had the opportunity to...
Well, we can do it by Zoom later, whatever works good for you guys. But these are very important questions that a lot of people want to know the answer to, including our readers in Congress, our readers in the state legislatures. A lot of people want to know. So thank you. Wow, clearly not a lot of interest in revealing the formula and the censorship mechanism with Google. I'm not surprised. I wouldn't want to talk about it if I had said that either. But there you go. This is the summit of the future. This is what they mean when they talk about freedom of information, freedom of speech. It's for them, not for you.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. Freedom of speech for them, not for you. And you got to catch that part. She said, we own the science. How dare you question us, the gods of the white lab coats? How dare you ask us? She's a communications director. She doesn't own science of squat. And whatever science they do have, they're not using it for good. The UN is back behind running around the world shooting children up with vaccines all over the place, thinking they're doing them a favor. Or at least that's what they tell us. A lot of the workers on the front line don't know any better. They just go out there doing it, thinking they're there to serve the kids and doing their thing. And they're actually harming them, killing them, maiming them. That's what they're doing with the shots. And we know they're tied with, obviously, the World Health Organization and their big power grab. All that comes into play, okay? The more they push it, the more we have to say no. And I mean collectively say no. If there's a collectiveness, I know a lot of people don't like that term. I get it. But as a people, we need to say no. We're not going to do it. You need to be talking it up with the people you work with. You need to be talking it up with the people you go to church with. You need to be talking with the people you go to the whatever club you go to with, Rotary Club or whatever. You need to be talking with the people that you know, gather with, wherever. You need to be talking with them so that when they try to push this stuff again, everybody says, no, we ain't doing it, and we'll shut down the whole thing if you think we're going to go along with it. And you better get those militias in your communities, too. You're going to need those. Guys, I've been telling you. Get those men together. Get to know those men. Train with those men. Get with your sheriff. Let him know you're there to support them. You're on call if they need you. You and your guys. You're going to need them. It's not going to be pretty next time. It's really not going to be pretty. On the other side of the break, I'm going to share with you some of these deaths. Doctors and nurses dying all over the world. You don't hear anything out of the Mockingbird media. Hang on. We'll be right back.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. All right, let's get into this. I've got several lists here of doctors and nurses who've died. We've had Dr. William Mackus from up in Canada. We've had him on the show before, and he's been one. You know, after we had him on, he gave some information. After we had him on, he started up a Substack where you can follow him. And he's been kind of documenting all of the deaths that he can get from the shots. Now, some of these deaths are from cancer. But remember, we warned before they rolled out the shot that these things would cause cancer. You can go back and you can listen, what was it, December 2020. Right as they rolled out the shot, we had Kate on, our nurse and nutritionist on Saturday. She joins me at 8 a.m. every Saturday. She was on. We had Dr. Madej. We had Dr. Kaufman. And we had Dr. Kevin over there in England. We had them all on. They were all saying the same thing. This thing's going to, you know, it's going to cause problems. It's going to cause cancers to grow. They've grown in such a fashion where they're now being called turbo cancers. They're very aggressive cancers. They come on, and, you know, we were seeing young men, teenagers in England who were being diagnosed with testicular cancer, and like a week or two later, they're dead. Young men. And we're seeing a lot of women. You're seeing a lot of these people dying of cancer that you had no idea they had cancer. And the reason you didn't know, because they've only had it a very short time. And they've, almost all of them have had the shot. So let me show you a couple of these. again, this is from Dr. Macus in his Substack. And we whittled a few down here. I found them where we could bring out several of these off of Global Research. So I'm going to just share with you a few of these, and I want to jump to another guy who's given some of these numbers of the people, nurses all over the world who are dying. This first one here, 39 years old, and most of them are young. They're fairly young. 39 years old is really young. This was from March of this year. 39-year-old Christine Marie Person. I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly, but P-E-R-S-S-O-N, nurse at Beaumont Wayne in Michigan, died on March the 7th, 2024, after being intubated for 2 months. Ear nurse, nursing supervisor, and now an ICU nurse, she fell ill and ended up on a ventilator. There aren't many details available other than this. Christy started feeling ill months ago and has been unable to work due to multiple doctor's appointments, hospital admissions, and I guess that's supposed to be dozens of tests. She was just starting to feel better, had finally returned to work, and suddenly took a turn for the worse. She is now on a ventilator, fighting for her life in the very ICU where she takes such amazing care of her patients. She has had 8 surgeries. And then after a very courageous fight, she passed away peacefully, 3/7/24. But notice... You know, I don't know about you. Look at the picture here. It's her and her husband, her little baby. And she bought the lies. She bought the lies, and she's not here. Her husband and her child's going to have to grow up without her because she believed the lies. This information is deadly. See that? Vaccines save lives. I wonder if Christine would change that now. I wonder if she'd make that change. This guy here is James Ryan Hansen. He died on May the 13th, 2024. He was only 52 years old. He was a dedicated nurse. And we got this guy here. He's from Louisiana, May the 8th. 45-year-old nurse, Gilbert LaShawn Fontanet. I guess I think that's how you pronounce his name. Died suddenly at his home on May the 8th. Here's May the 2nd. Look, and all of them are fairly young people. 22-year-old Hannah Pear. She died she was from Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Dedicated nurse on the neurology floor of the WRH Ouellette campus. She died due to complications following routine surgery in Toronto to treat audible tinnitus. You say, well, that doesn't have anything to do with that. Are you sure you got all your side effects for these shots? Yeah. I think a lot of people are having a lot of different things go on when they get these shots. We talked about the 5G being involved as well. Also, the sense of smell, sense of taste, and things of that nature going on mixed in with it. Here's another lady. UK nurse Jody Gilley died suddenly in May 2024. Here's one from April of 2024, earlier this year. Ohio registered nurse Kimberly Curry, 48, died April 25th, 2024. She was diagnosed with stage 2 triple negative breast cancer following her COVID jab. And look at this. I mean, you know what? It breaks my heart. People lost their lives for nothing. You know, we used to talk about, you know, senseless killings. You know, some of these kids killing people over a pair of tennis shoes. That was the thing back in my day. If you heard something like that, it was like, what? Or somebody killing somebody over $5 or something. These people are doing it to themselves because they're believing the lie, and then they're losing their lives over it. I mean, this young lady here, She's 48. I still think that's young. I'm 55. I don't feel old. I know maybe some people think I look it, but I'm not. She died April 25th. She was diagnosed with this breast cancer. Listen to what she said. Finally got my life. This was on May the 1st. Okay. About what? Almost 2 months before her death. Finally got my last shot. A little late due to having COVID after the first one. So she took the shot, bought the lie that said, if you take the shot, because that's what they were all telling us. That's what Trump was telling us. That's what Biden was telling us. That's what the Mockingbird media was telling us. That's what the CDC was telling us. That's what the UN was telling us. You know, the ones that own the science. That's what they were telling us. And she took the shot. She got COVID. Then she get a note. And it says, and short supply in our area once I could get it. Hope everyone gets a vaccine so we can get back. I live in New York, so it's a must. People lose their life. They lose it over their ignorance. I mean, these are nurses. They should know better. That's what Kate talks about. They should know better. They should know what's in these things, and they should be saying an unequivocal no to it. They would never drink the stuff that's in there, but they'll stick it right in their body. This is another guy. He's out of Australia. April 18th, 38-year-old Luke Lynch, singer, comedic, a theater actor, and veterinary nurse who cared deeply for animals, died suddenly. Yep, and he had his shot too. This Australian nurse, 58-year-old Australian nurse from Palm Beach, Colleen Hunter, died suddenly in her sleep on April the 5th. I mean, I can scroll down. There are just tons of these just in this one article from March and April of this year. Okay, this lady right here happens to be, ran across this. She died on March the 19th. Karen Houghton, I think is how you pronounce her name. Celebrity Kris Jenner, that was the lady who was married to Bruce. Younger sister, who was a nurse, died suddenly from sudden cardiac arrhythmia and cardiac arrest. And there's others. And we're talking, you know, young men and women, from what I see. This is a portion of what Mackus had found. He had 60 nurses at the time. And that was back in May that he published this. Okay? He had 60 nurses at the time. Now, I'm going to bring it up in just a little bit to what's been going on here recently. It'll be some reports from just last month. But let me just throw this in here on you. Their ignorance is what caused it. They're nurses, and they didn't know what was in the poison they were putting in their bodies. It doesn't seem that they cared. It's like the young lady there that I read last. She's like, you know, it's a must because we're in New York City. It's a must. Since when is putting poison in your body a must? Oh my goodness, the ignorance. But listen to what God warns the people of. You know, they were being killed and being stolen, all this stuff. They were being destroyed for their own sin. Why? Because they lacked the knowledge. And it's interesting, isn't it? The Bible says the beginning of knowledge is what? The fear of the Lord. That's where your knowledge originates, is in the fear of the Lord, true knowledge. And wisdom flows from it, being able to take knowledge and do something with it. That comes from the fear of the Lord too. But the children of Israel didn't have it. They didn't have it, and they didn't have the knowledge. They had forgotten God. And as God says, if you forget me, I'll forget your children, right? And America has, in large measure, forgotten her God. And we're seeing the fruit of that now. Listen to what God said in Hosea. We quote a verse often, but let's see the context of what it says. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Oh, we talk a lot about God, but there's no knowledge of Him. What am I saying? What would you think of a man who married a woman, but he never spent time with her, ever? He never ate with her. He never talked with her. He never had relations with her. What would you think of? You would think that guy doesn't know his wife, right? He doesn't know a thing about her. He's never spent any time with her. He's never talked with her. He's never had intimacy with her. What would you think of him? Yeah, you would think he had forgotten his wife, wouldn't you? And what do you think the wife's going to do to him? She's going to forget him. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, call 1-866-233-0747 or online at Sons of Liberty Radio. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024 at 6 p.m., Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom. On October 19th at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths and working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to continue over on in Hosea chapter 4 here just real quickly. Remember, let's just start it over from the beginning. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. He's got a problem with you guys. Because there is no truth, no mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying, killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of the heaven, yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. They're like the people that strive with the priest. Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. Those are the words of the Lord. That's pretty sobering to be told that. Then he says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Why? because thou hast rejected knowledge. And what knowledge is he talking? He's talking about the intimacy of knowing him. Listen, when Jesus said that to the people of the day there in Matthew 7, and he's telling them about building on the rock and building on the sand, what did he say? Many's going to come to me in that day, and they're going to go, Lord, Lord, we preached in your name. We cast out demons in your name. We did many wonderful works. And what does he say? Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. You who practice lawlessness. I never knew you. Now, he's obviously not saying he doesn't know who they are or anything about them. They wouldn't be there unless he had decreed they exist in time and space. Okay, so he knows who they are. The problem is he does not know them intimately. They are not his. They want nothing to do with him, so he lets them have their way. He's not obligated to change their heart. He's not obligated to grant them repentance and faith or to open their eyes. He's not obligated to do that. Men naturally seek to close their eyes and stuff their fingers in their ears. This is what Romans 1 is about. They don't want to know the truth. And this is one of the lies that goes on today, that people think man is basically good. We got to have faith in humanity. No, there is no faith in humanity. If you can't look at this world and see that, I don't know how to help you. There's no faith in humanity. There's either faith in God or there's not faith. We must trust him. This is what he's saying, though. Look here. Because thou hast rejected me, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. That's what he says. You've forgotten the law of thy God. Isn't that the first thing he said there in Deuteronomy 6 when he brings them in? It's got the words, the commands are going to be in your hearts, dads, and you're going to teach them diligently to your children all day long. And why do you do that? So they don't forget me when they come into the land and they get all this stuff that I provided for them, so they don't forget me. And what did they do? They forgot him. They forgot him and they were being destroyed. Listen to what he goes on. Verse 7, and as they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. What does that have to do with this? Well, it has a lot to do with it. People are ignorant. Look, I confess, when my wife and I got married, you know, our first couple of kids, we gave them shots. Why? Because that's what we were told to do. We weren't told anything about naturopathy. My parents didn't know any of that stuff. The gist of when I got sick was being at home. I mean, I stayed in the bed and everything. You know, let your body do what it's doing. But other than that, I mean, we weren't doing natural remedies and stuff. It was Pepto-Bismol. That's what you add if you had an upset stomach. There was Castoria if you were constipated. And there was a couple other things, you know, that you kind of did. As I got older, I started with a friend of mine, his mother. She used to make all kinds of concoctions out of stuff. Like, you know, you get a sore throat, you get a cough, any of that kind of stuff. And it was natural. But I didn't have that. And God had to arrest me from that and wake me up and show me why it was dangerous and why I needed that knowledge. And I had to be humble to receive that. And he gives me humility to receive that too, that correction. But this is a big deal. And I thought about when I'm looking at all these stories. Let me give you just a couple more here because we've got a short amount of time and I want to make sure that I get all this in here. There's a guy by the name of Mark Crispin Miller, and he's got a Substack as well. You can find him at markcrispinmiller.substack.com if you want to follow him there. But in August, he gave two reports. This was the first one. 23 nurses and two doctors died suddenly, not in the world, in the U.S. that week. 23 nurses and doctors, two doctors. How common is that? Well, up until COVID, that's not real common. I mean, people die every day. I'm not saying people don't die. But when you get into the thing of, like, when I talked about celebrities, they're a smaller bunch than the rest of us. Doctors and nurses are a smaller bunch too. and this is what you've got. And we're, and I can scroll through these. I mean, well, this guy was 68, but a lot of these people, 50s and, you know, and other ages, well, these, some of these are older. These are some that he gave out at the time. This was back in August. Let me give you the date on this one for you guys interested. This was on August the 16th of this year. Then just a week or so later, he came out with a new one. Well, for whatever reason, it changed off my page. This is the one. Sorry. Then, like 2 weeks later, August the 28th, 33 nurses died suddenly in the U.S. in that week. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of these people. And I'm just going to scroll through here. You can see the names. You can see the ages. These are doctors and nurses. And I'll guarantee you, every one of them probably had a shot. Every one of them. Well, Tim, were they awful people? Were they just terrible people? And this, that? It's not necessarily that. In fact, I was thinking about the words of Christ out of Luke chapter 13 when I was going over this today. You know, I can see some people just saying, oh, well, they're just wicked people and this, that, and the other. Well, maybe some of them were. I don't know. But I imagine they were probably like most folks, and they're working there in the hospital thinking they're helping to care for people. At least that's their intention, I'm imagining. So I want to give the benefit of the doubt. But what's any different than them and you, the listener? What's any different? You know, I, for whatever reason, I thought about Luke chapter 13. Jesus addresses a certain thing. That's what I want to close the show with. There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. It's a pretty nasty thing, isn't it? And Jesus answering said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such thing? Do you think that the people who took the shot are worse than others? Worse than you or whatever? What about these people? Well, Jesus says, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Oh, and then he adds, or those 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And then he goes down and he gives a parable. Not going to go through the parable. You guys can go through and read it. But he's talking about, he gives a parable of a fig tree. And he talks about how he's been there for 3 years, right? Cultivating it, going around it, doing all the things he's going to do. And then the Lord says, well, let's go ahead and cut this down. It ain't got no fruit. Or the vine dresser says, let's cut it down. It don't have any fruit. And the Lord says, no, leave it alone for another year. Let me dig around it. Let me dung it. You know, put the fertilizer in, the manure, whatever. And if it bears fruit, that's good. If it doesn't bear fruit, then we'll cut it down. Let me ask you, listener, are you more concerned about what has already gone on? We see these deaths and stuff. Let me ask you, have you repented? Because if you haven't, Jesus says you're going to perish in a similar manner. You're going to perish in a similar manner. What are you to do? You're to repent before God. And you're to put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the command of the King. You want His mercy, you got to come to Him on His terms, and there's no other way out of it except by perishing lest you repent. We'll see you in the morning, 6 a.m. Adios.